Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but trying to keep on top of the news about Ebola. We're hearing the disease is spreading very quickly now in Liberia. What's the situation like there on the ground?
The situation is very concerning. There are a lot of preventive measures going on. So everywhere in Monrovia, along the side of the road, you see, you know, tips on how to keep yourself safe from contracting the disease. We wash our hands before going into any building. We get our temperature taken a few times a day. Prevention messages are all over the radio. But the disease continues to spread, and we're very concerned about that. And it's mainly spreading at the household level with infected patients passing the disease on to their family members. So Save the Children has a strategy to address that, which involves creating what we're calling Ebola care units in communities, which gives people a place to go to get tested and be isolated from their household if they're confirmed positive.
And how likely is it, do you think, that people will go and get tested and be willing to remain isolated from their families?
I think they will be likely to go and get tested just because there's so much public awareness now about the disease and that it's real. A couple of months ago, I think there was more skepticism about whether Ebola was real or not. So actually one of the messages you see being used is Ebola is real and it kills. That's what we hear hundreds of times a day here. So there's more acceptance of now that people actually need to get into treatment very quickly. So there's a lot of pressure on organizations like Save the Children to rapidly scale up these community structures to give people a place to go if they do suspect they have the disease. We've built one Ebola treatment unit in Bong County. We're building a second one now in Margibi. So a new element of our strategy is to create these community care units.
The Ebola epidemic in West Africa is said to be at a tipping point. What do you think has changed?
What is new now is just the widespread impact this disease is having on so many different sectors of Liberian society. So beyond the very obvious critical health issues that are involved here, the public health system has really collapsed. So if a person gets diarrhea or malaria, there's really nowhere for them to go right now. So we're supporting hospital and Margibi and healthcare centers to come back online to treat non-Ebola patients. We're giving them the infection control measures they need to feel confident for healthcare workers to come back to work and do that kind of care. We're seeing an impact on education. So children have been out of school for 2 months, and there's no indication of when they may be able to go back. So we're trying to see how we can have some kind of remote education system. We're really concerned about the effect of the crisis on children because there's a lot of stigma faced by Ebola orphans where community members are very hesitant to accept them and help take care of them. So we're trying to find them safe places where they can be and get the care they need. So by tipping point, we just mean that the impacts of this are really widespread now across all of society.
And for the children, once Ebola is contained or at least it slows down, what does happen to these orphan children? Will they be taken in at that point or will there be more work to be done for them?
There are so many children that have been affected by this. Just yesterday in Margibi town, we happened to be talking to one orphan, and while we were there, community members alerted us to another set of orphans, which were living sort of in a very makeshift shelter, almost under a building. And we went to see them, and they were really on their own. Their two sisters had been taken away for treatment. These two were getting no care from the community. They were on their own with very little food. So what Save the Children is doing is working with the Liberian government to strengthen their ability to find families that are willing to take them in. Oftentimes, survivors are more willing to help provide care to orphans. We're also doing family tracing and reunification to see if they have extended relatives that may be willing to take them in. But just to make sure that they're not left on their own to their own devices and they have support mechanisms in place.
Sonia, just one personal question before I let you go. You're in the midst of a situation in which the whole world is watching, but not a lot of people want to get close to. How do you get through the day-to-day?
Well, we do take a lot of personal precautions. You know, there's no direct contact with anyone here. I haven't shaken anyone's hand in almost a month now. We don't come into physical contact with anyone. We're constantly going through decontamination, you know, washing our hands, spraying the bottom of our feet with a chlorine mix. So there is a lot we can do here, but we really need the support of Canadians and everyone around the world. I would encourage, if anyone wants to learn more about what we're doing, to go to savethechildren.ca. We're part of the Humanitarian Coalition or working with other organizations. So, you know, there are organizations here that are doing a lot and scaling up their work despite the dangers involved. But we can't do that without support from everyone.
Sonia, thank you so much. Good luck to you. And we'll keep on watching to see what happens next.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Sonia Kush is the Humanitarian Director in Liberia for Save the Children. We reached her in Monrovia, Liberia. This week, CBC is also reporting from Liberia. Senior correspondent Adrienne Arsenault is in Monrovia, and her stories on the Ebola crisis are airing on CBC television, radio, and online.